from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. There are a lot of schools in the area of McLean Drive and Jade Avenue, so a lot of kids on the street in the morning, at noon, and late afternoon. That's what troubles police and City Hall in the wake of reports from the crossing guards there about an increase in the number of near collisions between cars, the guards, and children. The city's community services director, Steph Palmateer, reminds us that a driver is supposed to stop until the crossing guard is back on the sidewalk.
You have to realize these are our children in our community that they're trying to cross safely, and they shouldn't be out there dodging motorists.
Police plan a higher presence in the area and will pull offenders over. A Cochrane man is up on a charge of possession of methamphetamine on top of one for disobeying a traffic sign on Highway 101 in Whitney Township. South Porcupine OPP say that at around supper time on February 13th, an officer pulled the 31-year-old's vehicle over on the traffic infraction and found methamphetamine in it. He was released and goes to court on March 30th. Three Métis groups have signed a deal with Ottawa that recognizes them as Indigenous governments. That puts them on equal footing with First Nations and allows further negotiations for compensation for land loss. The deals were signed with Métis groups in Alberta, Ontario, and Saskatchewan. Ottawa is sending $20 million to Turkey and Syria as a rebuild gets underway. The two countries suffered devastating damage in an earthquake earlier this month that killed more than 47,000 people and toppled thousands of buildings. The federal government will now match donations to the humanitarian coalition up to $10 million. On top of the $10 million, it has already pledged to the Canadian Red Cross. The humanitarian coalition includes Oxfam, World Vision, and Plan International. Social media app TikTok is under investigation by the Federal Privacy Commissioner and three provinces. The investigation will delve into the Chinese-owned social media company's collection, use, and disclosure of personal information. The feds will be joined by counterparts in Quebec, British Columbia, and Alberta to examine whether TikTok's practices comply with Canadian privacy laws. Yesterday, the European Commission ordered staff to remove the app from all phones and work devices to protect data and increase cybersecurity. In Country 93.1 Sports, Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action tonight features a game at the McIntyre Arena where the Rock hosts the Elliott Lake Red Wings. First faceoff is shortly after 7:30. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.